with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Hey, so did you know that omega-7 fats, these are molecular signals, actually. These are fat signals that have been shown to dramatically decrease appetite. Yeah, omega-7s help your body in a lot of different ways, and one of those is counteracting weight gain. And this discovery of this fact, this appetite depression, has really produced a lot of interest among medical researchers and is really initiating a lot of good research looking at omega-7s as really the next weight loss product. And they are unique when you think about all the different omega fats out there. So let's quickly review the different omega fats that we have. We have omega-3s, 6, 7s, right? And then omega-9s. Those are the four main ones. There's other ones, but those are the four main ones. I think most people are familiar with omega-3s. I hope so, because I talk about them a lot. Right, the omega-3 fats are a foundational supplement for all of us. These are the polyunsaturated fats. The main ones we want are EPA, DHA. They come from seeds, nuts, vegetables, marine plants. Right, you can get them from fish, obviously. They're great for cell membranes, brain, cardiovascular system. They're anti-inflammatory, right? That's why omega-3s are so important. Then you got the omega-6s. Now, of course, we in this country get way too many omega-6s. These are also polyunsaturated, right? And that's good. We do need some omega-6s. They do have some benefit for us. As a matter of fact, they have some of the same benefits as the omega-3s, with the exception that they're pro-inflammatory, not anti-inflammatory. I think we are physiologically speaking, we should be eating about a 4-to-1 ratio or less of omega-6 to 3. So for every 4 units of omega-6s you bring in, you should at least bring in 1 unit of omega-3s. Most Americans are eating about 20-to-1 ratio, and that's causing a pro-inflammatory state in their body, and that's not good. And it's my belief, along with a lot of other aging doctors, that is one of the reasons we're seeing such a high rise, a quick rise, a significant increase in the prevalence and incidence of age-related disorders. Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, because we are so inflammatory right now because of that ratio that's off. So we got to get more omega-3s in our diet for sure. Omega-7s now, they're unique because they are monounsaturated. So omega-3s and 6 are polyunsaturated. The omega-7s are monounsaturated. That makes them unique amongst the omega fats. And also what makes them unique is more and more research is showing that these fats are more like signaling molecules. There's a matter of fact, life extension, where I'm the senior scientist at, we coined a term called lipokines, that these are fat-based signals that play a role in helping the brain talk to the cell's DNA. That's how important omega-7s are. So omega-7s are signaling molecules that play a role in glucose uptake, fat metabolism, muscle metabolism. And now we're learning can also help to reduce appetite. So I do believe that omega-7s is something we need to focus on. You're going to see more research. So let's look at the study, the appetite study here. So again, what we're saying is that when you consume omega-7s, it's actually going to help you eat less. That's what's really key here. Researchers examined short-term food intake in male rats after they were given omega-7 fats. Okay, so they compared a bunch of different rats. Actually, they had 3 groups. They had an omega-7 group. They had an omega-9 group, which is the parent omega. And then they had a placebo group. So they had 3 groups of rats, omega-7, omega-9, and a placebo. The omega-7 group showed a dose-dependent effect that significantly decreased food intake compared to those that received the omega-9 or the placebo. So what that means, what dose-dependent means, is the more omega-7 I gave them, the further and further I was able to decrease appetite, or the researchers here were able to decrease appetite. So the more omega-7, the more of the effect I saw. So that's something we like to see in these types of studies. So here we had 3 groups of rats, and the rats eating or consuming the omega-7s had a decrease in appetite, and the more omega-7s they were given, the greater the decrease in appetite. That's the dose-dependent response. Now, so the question is, well, how is this monounsaturated fat producing this type of result? I mean, what's going on? So the researchers noted that these omega-7 fats were accumulating within the small intestine of the rat. So what that means is that in this region of your gastrointestinal system, the small intestine, these omega-7 fats were kind of like lining up against the wall, against what we call the mucosal membrane. And that was important because when there's this layer of fat lining up along that wall, those fat cells are starting to then react to that, and they were producing specifically in response to that buildup of the omega-7 fats along the wall, they were producing more and more and more of a hormone that tells the brain to stop eating, and that hormone is called CCK, cholecystokinin. So the omega-7 fats lined up against the wall of the small intestine caused the release of CCK, which then the little rat brain said, stop eating so much. So the researchers believe the connection with the omega-3s and the decrease in appetite is through this hormone called CCK, which, of course, is promoting that feeling of fullness so you don't eat as much. Now, so the researchers took it a step further. They said, so what's really going on here? I mean, is the omega-7, is this really caused by the omega-7, or is there something else going on? So they looked at not only the concentration of CCK in the small intestine, but they also looked at what is known as mRNA levels. And then that's just a fancy way of really looking at the increase in genetic expression of the gene that makes CCK. So not only did the researchers find more CCK, cholecystokinin, they also found more mRNA of CCK, which means that there was a direct increase in the expression of the genes that produce CCK in response to the omega-7s in a dose-dependent manner. So that's really good evidence that omega-7s in a dose-dependent manner are turning on the genes that make CCK. When you look at a nutrient, by the way, and this is a field of study that I'm excited about, and I've mentioned this before on some shows, it's called nutrigenomics. It's the study of how nutrients affect the DNA. There are some nutrients out there that when you take them, they can turn on and off genes in a positive way. And in this case, omega-7s are turning on the genes that produce a fullness hormone called CCK. That's a nutrigenomic effect. Great field of research. I'm very excited about it. I think we're going to learn really over the next, I don't know, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years, many more nutrients that affect the genes in this way. I mean, that's a powerful thing because in the past we were always told that your genes, your chromosomes, your DNA makeup, I mean, it's like set in stone. There's nothing you can do about it, right? If you have a family history of a certain cancer, a family history of autoimmune disorders, you know, whatever it is, you're kind of stuck with it. Well, no, that's not true. What we're learning is that the DNA, you know, your genes, you get half from your mom, half from your dad, they're really more like a blueprint, and that there are things you can do to turn on and turn off the genes to affect you in a positive way. That's the study of nutrigenomics. So omega-7s is a nutrigenomic type compound. It's a lipokine. It's a signaling molecule which makes it unique among the omega fats. It lines up in the small intestine. It causes the production and the increased genetic expression of CCK, a hormone that decreases appetite. So what's the next step? We got to test this in humans. And we're going to start doing that. I know Life Extension has some plans for that, and there's some other companies that are going to start looking at omega-7s as a safe and natural appetite suppressant. You get other benefits from omega-7s, by the way, as well, but really looking at that appetite suppression. That's omega-7 fats. Maybe this should become one of my foundational supplements. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.